Wishing you a beautiful Wednesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Today we're going to look at the aspect of our clearer mind in relation to this month's topic. As I explained in your bundle and also in your soul journal, this month is not about focusing on forcing yourself to have a positive mindset. A clear mind is really those times where you just feel very present within yourself, that there's clarity of mind and there's a space in your mind to be able to think through things, to feel more balanced, and obviously to feel as positive and content and peaceful within the mind as you can. So when we think of a racing mind that we may have when we're very busy with work, very busy with life, we might have a lot of stresses going on and we may be in a fear or anxiety or worry, the mind gets really, really full. And also it's very hard to differentiate between our thoughts and what's going on. When we have a clear mind, obviously, we're more able to tune in to what we need, like I said a few moments ago, how we're feeling, and also have a clearer picture of maybe what we desire for ourselves. And it might feel easier to get to that place. So for each of us, it's going to be different in terms of how we achieve a space in our minds to be clear, or how we overall approach that, because everything will work differently for different people. So for me, just to share, what I do is I would get very panicked and anxious about certain things years ago, like very, very badly. And I would go into catastrophizing things. So my friend said to me one day, God, you just are catastrophize everything. She's like, you go from 0 to 1,000 in a second. And I used to go into like worst case scenario. So I would be envisioning the worst case scenario. I'd be feeling the body, like, you know, getting really sick in my stomach. My heart would be racing a bit faster. And I just wouldn't be able to get this like horrible thought of what was going to happen out of my mind. And it could be days thinking about this particular thing. But also then if I had any stress or panic come up, just general day-to-day stuff, if I wasn't in a good space, so again, talking about that body-mind connection, if my body wasn't clear, if I wasn't eating well or sleeping well, I definitely would find that that would have affected me. So when we look at clearing the mind, what works for me is making sure my body is well rested. It's getting attention in terms of physically getting exercise and being nurtured and nourished through food and just being nice to myself. And that really starts as a good foundation. So then my mind has a better time to be easier. So what I would do when things come up around stress is I talk about it. And I also try to work it through in my mind. So I do try to stop myself going to those catastrophized outcomes. That doesn't mean it works all the time, or sometimes I go there, but I'm able to pull myself back from it a little bit quicker. So things that I do is I actually just sit down and I write out what's stressing me out and look at all the scenarios. Another thing I do is visualizing a more positive outcome around what I want. Or like I simply just say, okay, like let me work through how I'm actually feeling about this. Let me get frustrated, let me get pissed off, let me get angry, let me get upset, and let me acknowledge those emotions that are there. And then that can bring a state of balance and more ease. And I suppose when the mind is very het up, it's about trying to get, so the body is going to respond to how the mind is feeling. So if you are tense or anxious or stressed about small things or major things, you will feel it someplace in the body. So it's about trying to tune into that place to see, can you notice a difference as the mind starts to clear? And then it's just an overall peaceful feeling. And knowing that by building your own resilience, you have more ability to clear the mind more often. But there are definitely go-to things that we have. So when we know what they are, we've got to then take accountability and responsibility of utilizing those tools as our method and our way to come out of that. So I would definitely see in work that I've done with particular clients and experiences myself, where we kind of know the pattern of where we're going to go. So it's like, oh, I can feel the mind's going, I can feel I'm going to sabotage myself, I can feel it. And for me personally, I see it a mile away. So it's about trying to make very conscious choices to not go into that space, to say, okay, I'm aware I'm not feeling great here. Why am I not feeling good? What do I need to do? What works for me? Is it having a bath? Is it talking? Is it walking? Is it sitting and meditating? Is it journaling? Is it just literally being still? So what I'd like you to think about today is, one, really just how is your mind at the moment? Is it full? Is it chaotic? Is it more relaxed? Where in your body does your mind connect? So when your body's feeling very relaxed and at ease and calm, How does the body feel? And when it's feeling more chaotic and stressed, how does the body feel? So start to link up the two, because sometimes we think our mind is a separate entity to our body. And that's when we're not as grounded in ourselves and not grounded in our lives. That is like the mind is floating up in the air. We're kind of taking off, you know, somewhere different. And we need to be very, very connected in ourselves. And then what I'd like you to do is think about a time that you were very stressed or went through an anxiety or difficulties, or just think about times where your mind gets very full, maybe just with busyness or other things. What worked? Thinking of a time that you felt like that, but something worked. What was it? Because it's important that as part of your ability to progress and clear the mind, and I know I can't remember what day it was, I think it was Monday's teaching, I was talking about, you know, what you were going to do to help yourself around that. And loads of you text me, thank you so much, with all the things you were going to do and with really good specific things, which is brilliant. But the more you notice the connection in body and mind, and the more you notice the passion or the feelings within the body, you'll get a signal or an indicator, okay, I got to like use my go-to things. So if you're doing a daily thing like, you know, not checking emails before you go to sleep at night, something I suggest to people is sitting at the edge of your bed with a pen and paper and literally bullet pointing out your stress so that it leaves your mind and you can actually sleep then, or going for a walk or whatever it is. So that by doing those things on a daily basis, you're obviously building the resilience levels. Doesn't mean you won't get stressed. Doesn't mean you'll have a bad day or not have a bad day. But then what are the real go-to things that you need when the stress gets heightened, when those daily practices aren't having an effect because maybe something's a bit more difficult or you're just not having a great week, you know, and it's okay not to be feeling wonderful all of the time. And obviously as women, I spoke about this a number of months ago, and if you're a new member or you never got to do it, looking back at the second month, so we were into February where we were looking at our life cycles, that was really about trying to navigate through your emotions in connection to menstrual cycle, because we will feel more proactive in some parts of our cycle and more wanting to, you know, hide and hibernate as well. So you could go back and look at that, but we go through ups and downs and flows and peaks and troughs and everything through the month, so like you're going to be affected by that. And then it's like, what are those go-to things? And starting to notice the body-mind connection, starting to notice the feelings and thoughts, and then bringing those tools, like imagining yourself having, as I always say, a self-care toolkit. And in that toolkit are going to be these go-to things for you that you know actually work. Now, in times of stress, just to be clear, in times of like we're just feeling crap, that toolbox might get kicked out the door. It's like, I know there's a load of stuff in there I need to do and I just don't want to do it. I want to sit and I want to eat, or I want to sit and I want to completely sabotage myself. If that's what you want to do in the moment, allow yourself a day or a night off or whatever and do that. Then say, okay, I've done it, like, let me get back on track. Like, there was a day last week where I've been really looking after myself lately and really minding myself and what I've been eating and everything and all my supplements, but I just wanted chocolate. I've had a craving for chocolate, and I said, I'm just going to go and get a bar of chocolate. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to really enjoy it. And I did, and I moved on then. So it's about trying to balance everything. Like, we can't be perfect at every single thing all of the time. But what this is really, and what I'm trying to help you achieve this month, is more connection and more understanding of yourself, more of understanding of what does make the mind overactive and over anxious and stressed, and how is the body reacting to that? Because we're going to talk a little bit more in our next teaching later on this week about the effect that the mind has on the body and the effect that the mind has on your overall life. So that's why I want you to tune really in now today to this and over the next couple of days and think about that. If you have any insights you want to text me about, feel free. As always, I love to hear how you're getting on. You know, there's really been so much more engagement in all of the teachings in the last few months and everything that you've all been doing. And it's just wonderful because I do all of this for you and I want to know that it works for you. So it's great to hear like how you're getting on, or hear if you need guidance or help and anything else. And don't forget as well, tomorrow night is our soul gathering. So we're going to be going through our soul journals. If you haven't had a chance to look at them, we're going to do some meditation and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. And the biggest thing here is yes, I want you to be accountable, but I don't want you to put pressure on yourself. It's trying to find that fine balance between those two things. But please do remember, You can do this. You are in control. You have choice. It's just about making the choice in the best way possible for you, in the kindest and most gentlest way that will actually help you to do the things that you do need to do. So I wish you a beautiful Wednesday, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.